Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 273. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I have a topic today that I want to talk about that came as a result of a lovely DM that someone sent me the other day. And side note, I haven't been so great about responding to DMs lately. I've been definitely busier than normal, and I've just been getting a lot of them. But I really, really do appreciate you, anyone taking the time to DM me. Just know that I always do see them. I always take the time to go through each one. Sometimes I just don't have the time to respond to them. So I wanted you to know that I'm not leaving you on read because I don't like you or anything like that. Sometimes I'm just busy, but I really do appreciate you sending them. So keep them coming. But anyway, the other day, someone sent me this DM, and she was kind of asking me questions, and she was talking about someone that she was dating, like casually dating. And she was talking about how she was unsure about what he wanted. She was kind of unsure about what they were doing. The whole thing, kind of, you know, usual issues that you see in an early stage relationship. And then she said the following in regards to wondering what she should do or what she should say. She said, "I don't want to seem crazy. I don't want to seem crazy." And I love that because it gave me the idea for this episode. Can you relate to that? Not wanting to seem crazy? I think at some point in our life, we've all been called crazy in some respect. We've been called crazy for caring too much, crazy for having high expectations, crazy for, you know, dreaming big, for doing what we did or saying what we said. And that's where the title of this podcast came from. But we've been called crazy, or maybe we've labeled ourselves crazy, like behind closed doors. Like in this instance, maybe she thought that she was crazy for feeling this way. She thought she was crazy for wondering about her relationship with this guy. She thought that maybe she was caring too much, that she was too extra for even thinking about this, that the guy probably didn't care, but she did. And because of that, she's the crazy one, right? Can you relate to that? I can, and I'm sure a lot of you can. So I got that DM, and I was thinking about this all weekend. And my conclusion is that I think being labeled crazy, I think labeling yourself crazy, wondering if you might be crazy, I think it actually is, it's a good thing because it shows that you care, that you listen to yourself. And that's always, that's an amazing thing because I think we really need to move past this mentality of being cool, of caring less, of trying to be as casual as possible. I really think that serves no one, frankly. It definitely doesn't serve you to numb how you feel and what you want to say or what you want to do. And I don't think it serves the other person in any way either. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes here and talk about this idea that you are a cute, but crazy, but cute human, and there's nothing to overthink or doubt about it. So I'm going to hop right into it. Before I do, my one quick ask of you is that if you're enjoying the podcast, if you listen and you subscribe and you get something from the show, that you share it with a friend. That's really the only way to grow a podcast. It's really tough to grow a podcast. So it'd mean a lot to me if you would share the link to the podcast with a friend. Just text it to him, DM to him, whatever you want to do, and tell them to check it out. And also, if you want to bring the mindsets that I talk a lot about on the podcast to life, you can check out newmindsetwhodis.com and pick up a journal. I have a couple for sale, depending on what you're looking for, either clarity, calming your anxious thoughts, or finding your soul so you could find your soulmate. I think I've got something that could be helpful for you. But that's it. Quick plug. Thank you so much for supporting me, and thank you for listening. But let's talk about this idea here. Cute, but crazy, but cute. So first, Let's draw a line here that there's definitely a line where being, quote, crazy is not a good thing. For this episode, I'm going to talk about your good crazy. But first, let's acknowledge the bad, the unhealthy crazy. It's not a good crazy to demand your partner's social media logins. No, it's not a good crazy to be overly dramatic or to love stirring up drama. No, it's not a good crazy to steal your partner's phone and go through their messages. It's not a good crazy to show up unannounced at your partner's house you've only been dating for a week, right? Like, we know that is not an appropriate or healthy level of, quote, crazy. And that's not the crazy I'm talking about in this episode. I think those things just come down to respect and to, you know, insecurity. But beyond that, I want to talk about a good level of crazy that I think we all have, but we tend to ignore. It's a good crazy that shows you that you're human and that you care. And that's it. It's a good crazy to care. It's a good crazy to overshare. It's a good crazy to expect a certain amount of respect and communication and honesty from someone else. And if it's not given, then it's a good crazy to get upset a little bit. It's a good crazy to cut ties with someone who plays games with you, who gaslights you, and so on and so forth. It's a good crazy, I think, to triple text someone if you're so inclined. You know, I think on that one, still pending. But good crazy. There is a good crazy I think we can all benefit from by respecting it instead of doubting it, instead of being insecure about it. And I say this because I think far too often we're pressured to not care. We're like guilted into thinking that any emotion that isn't, quote, cool or casual, that makes us crazy, especially in dating. This definitely transcends dating, but particularly so in dating. And I don't know what the deal is lately, but it seems to have become like a race to the bottom of who can care the least, of how long you can keep things casual and chill until one of you cracks and then the whole thing explodes. Like, I'm definitely not suggesting that you put pressure on yourself to move at light speed, to drop I love yous on date 3 and then move in together on date 5. I'm not suggesting that at all. And in fact, I've always been like super, super casual in the dating sense. Like, I never think that there's a rush or that, you know, there's pressure to find something or move forward quickly. But I think there is a big difference between dating without pressure and trying to be just the coolest person on the block. And I think it's the latter that we tend to put ourselves in. Not intentionally, of course, but it's because we've kind of been bullied into trying to be that cool, chill, not crazy person. That apparently you become crazy if you're anything but chill. You're crazy if you develop a connection faster than the other person. You're crazy if you care more than the other person. You're crazy if you, you know, start reading into what the other person is saying or doing and you start to overthink. You're crazy for getting attached too easily. You're crazy for wanting, shocker, you know, clear communication or honesty, right? And so the solution to being labeled that way is to kind of bury those feelings and those emotions deep down in favor of being chill, of being cool. And I just think that's kind of a load of bullshit, to be honest. Like, you can still have a super casual, no pressure, healthy relationship without turning off or numbing your good crazy. Because in my mind, it really is anything but crazy to feel those things or to act that way. And I say that because if you listen to the podcast, I've talked about this before, that I think that there is nothing more lame. There is nothing like lower energy than living and dating in the gray area of life, living and dating without intention, living and dating from a place of ambiguity. But when you don't care and you're trying to be cool and chill, that's exactly what you're doing. And I just think that's a super lame way to live your life, to turn off your emotions, to bite your tongue, to not speak your mind in favor of being cool and casual and chill. That's never sat well with me, hiding how you feel like it's something to be ashamed of, like it's crazy, like you're crazy if you show it. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think going a bit nuts is a good thing. Seriously, it is a good thing. It shows that you're alive. It shows that you care, that you're willing to care, that you're willing to be hurt, that you're willing to show what you care about. And I'll take that any day of the week I'll take that person any day of the week over someone who hides it. And I know you might be like, okay, so careful what you ask for, dude. Like, you say that, but you don't mean it. But I really do mean that. I really do. And again, excluding behavior that is, you know, out of line and like truly crazy behavior. If you think you're crazy because you're more emotional, more attached than the average person, more of an overthinker than the average person, I don't think that makes you crazy. I don't think that makes you crazy at all. I would rather feel more than be numb. But apparently it's the cool thing nowadays to be kind of cool and numb and casual. But I don't think it makes you crazy to get your hopes up, to feel something, to be excited. It doesn't make you crazy to communicate that either, to voice that, and frankly, to then expect it in return, to get your hopes up. And if it isn't returned, then I don't think it makes you crazy to be disappointed or sad either. Like, isn't life about going after what you want and what you deserve? I'm sure you would say yes. Of course, Case, yes, that's exactly what life is about, right? You go after what you want. You go after the job you want, the house you want, the clothes you want, the body you want, everything. And people admire that, right? People admire other people who go after what they want. People admire entrepreneurs or talented people or people who just stand up for themselves, confident people. So then why is it that when it comes to, I don't know, matters of the heart, they always think it's funny to say that. Why then when it comes to matters of the heart, the one inherently emotional part of life, does it suddenly become not cool to go after what you want? That never really made sense to me. Going after what you want when it comes to a relationship doesn't make you thirsty or desperate, and voicing it and being enthusiastic about it, it definitely doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you crazy. You're not crazy for saying how you feel or what you want, even if you're more that than the other person. Who cares that there's an imbalance? Just because they're not on your level doesn't make you the crazy person. And in your head and in your heart, you're not crazy for feeling whatever you're feeling, whether that's just an overwhelming sense of attachment or excitement or whatever. You're not crazy for feeling that way. I really think it's healthy. It's something that you should feel, because let's consider the alternative, like the other end of the feelings spectrum. That's, you know, can you imagine if you never felt anything? Can you imagine if you dated and you literally felt nothing? You had no internal guidance. You had no emotion. You had like nothing to go off of. You would be so, so frustrated, right? And sometimes actually you do feel like that. I've felt that way before in dating. Like, I just go through periods where I'm like, I've got nothing, you know, Bueller, hello, I'm feeling nothing. And so that, like, that makes the times where you actually do feel something so much more valuable, and it needs to be respected. It needs to be acted on or communicated at least. And that doesn't make you crazy. But, you know, playing quiet, playing cool and chill, that certainly is not the answer. Numbing yourself is not the answer. Yes, of course, like, be a respectful human, you know, read the room. Don't go nuts. Don't go stage five clinger on someone. But I say never be afraid to voice your good crazy, to act on your good crazy. It's telling you something powerful, that to ignore it means you're ignoring your intuition. And the more you ignore your good crazy, the more you ignore your intuition. And I think the phrase is, right, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? If you never listen to how you feel, if you never allow yourself to get attached, to care more, then you're never being true to yourself. You're ignoring that intuition. And when that's the case, it like kind of all devolves around itself. How do you actually know what you want? And when that's the case, how do you know what you deserve? How could you if you're always ignoring your intuition? It'd be very difficult. So that's why I say, don't ignore your good crazy, and don't label yourself a crazy person. Don't think less of yourself for feeling a heightened emotion. It's not who you are. You're not a crazy person for having crazy feelings or sometimes acting a bit crazy. Not at all. I think it's healthy to have those feelings, to at least listen to them. Sometimes it's healthy to feel attached too soon. That's okay. It shows that you care. Sometimes it's even healthy, I think, to feel a bit jealous. Yeah, jealous, because that shows that you care. And yes, of course, that needs to be balanced by trust, but it's a healthy sign at least. It's your intuition giving you guidance. And again, the alternative would be having nothing. So be grateful for that. Like, it's like, is this thing on? Yes, great. It's working. Good. I'm a human who's alive. I think that's a great thing. I really do. So I say, don't look down on your good crazy. And don't allow someone else to label you crazy. You're cute, but crazy, but cute, right? You're human. And you refuse to turn off your intuition. And that's a great thing. Caring, getting attached too easily, overthinking too easily, reading into something too much, voicing something too enthusiastically or too early, that doesn't make you crazy. It makes you someone who goes after what they want. Not because you're, you know, overzealous or thirsty or overeager, but because it's true. You're just listening to yourself. You go after what you want because you listen to how you feel. And that's the only indicator you need for what is true to you in life. It's not some game of who can be the chillest, cool cat in the room. It's just you and how you feel. You and how that other person makes you feel. And I don't think you should ever feel bad for leaning into that. I don't think you should ever allow someone else to make you feel bad or guilty for being a bit good crazy. If you're a kind, compassionate, respectful person, that's all that matters. You're a kind, compassionate, respectful person who listens to their intuition and who has emotions and acts on them. And shit, if that makes you crazy, then I guess I'm crazy too. We can all be crazy together. But I would rather be crazy than numb. I would rather blurt out something embarrassing than never speaking how I feel. I'd rather triple text than never text at all. I'd rather feel insecure, attached, jealous, than cold and numb and closed off. Cute, but crazy, but cute. So that's the episode. That's what I wanted to talk about. You're not crazy for feeling those things and for voicing them. And of course, it has to end there. If you don't get what you want, if it's not returned or respected, you can't give that crazy any more legs. Like you can't allow it to turn into keying someone's car, lighting clothes on fire, or something like that. But seriously, it's the next time that you feel, quote, crazy, the next time that you act a bit, quote, crazy, ask yourself, where is it coming from? Is it coming from a place of insecurity, like an unhealthy place? Or is it just coming from a place of honesty and intuition? I think you'll find that the majority of the time, it's the latter. Your good crazy is simply honesty in emotional form. And that's a great, great thing. The former kind of crazy, the unhealthy kind of crazy, that happens when you're numb for too long, when you allow yourself to be walked over, when you don't speak up, when you don't go after who and what you want. But you don't need to allow that to happen at all. You just need to give your healthy, your good crazy some air to breathe. You know, take it for a walk. Let it out. Because I really don't think it is crazy. And I don't even like that word, right? It's not craziness. It's honesty. And being honest with yourself and others is something you'll never regret. I don't see how you can regret. Yeah, it might be intense or emotional or disappointing or whatever happens, but I would much rather be honest than numb. And I would much rather be with someone who is honest than numb. And I hope you feel the same. So that's it. I just wanted to remind you that there's no need to call yourself crazy. And there's no allowing someone else to take up real estate in your mind when they label you crazy if they choose to do so. If your honesty is too much for someone else, then whatever, so be it. It's not crazy to develop feelings or connection with someone. It's not crazy to expect a certain level of respect and communication. It's not crazy to go after what you want, to voice your opinion. It's not crazy. It's not crazy to care. It's not crazy to feel. So I'll end it right there. Just something to think about. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend, send them the link, tell them to hit subscribe. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com and pick up a journal. But that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me and thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.